Welcome to an incredible word from Pastor Marcus Dunham, Associate Pastor here at Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We're so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
If you have your Bibles, we're going to be in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, and we're continuing our series through reading through the book of Ruth. Just to catch everybody up, I'm going to just do a quick recap for those who weren't here a couple of weeks ago. As we introed the book of Ruth, a couple of things that we pointed out is at the beginning of the book, it tells us that this time that the account of Ruth happened during the time of the judges, and it is a time that is characterized when everyone did what was right in his own eyes. So it was a very dark time, and it was also during a time that the land of Judah, specifically Bethlehem, was going through a famine. And so Ruth, along with her husband Elimelech, they moved their family to the land of Moab, which was a land that God forbid his people to go, yet that's where they went, looking for provision in the land of Moab. And it is during this time that tragedy strikes Naomi's family as she loses her husband and also loses her two sons. And at the lowest point in her life, Naomi imagined that God's hand was against her and that she was being punished for a decision that she had made in the past. However, we learn that God does not punish us for our past mistakes, but instead that he always provides grace for our future. She didn't realize it, but God was already looking to make things better and to fix the issues from the past. And although things were bad for Naomi, God was still working behind the scenes in her life. And it reminds us that if things are still bad, then God is not finished. And God had already provided a way for her to return back home. And that door had opened, and she decided to head back home. It was with one decision. One decision changed the entire trajectory of her life. And it reminds us that God always provides grace, always provides an opportunity for us to make things right with him. Amen. With that said, we're going to continue in the book of Ruth. Just to summarize, we're going to be reading from chapter 14 to, I'm sorry, from verse, excuse me, from verse 14. But just to catch us up a little bit, Naomi decides to head back home, and on her way home, she makes the decision to release her two daughters-in-law to go back home, to go on their own way. She felt that they had served their duty, fulfilled their duty to her, to her family, and they wanted, you know, she wanted them to go back home so that they can have an opportunity to make a life for themselves. Because the life that she was headed for was not one that she wanted to drag her daughters-in-law through. She felt it was better for them to go back home to their families and so that they had the chance to remarry again. They have a moment together, they cry, and they plead with Naomi to let them go with her. You can tell that they sincerely loved each other. They loved their mother-in-law, and she loved them. However, Naomi insists. She insists that they go back to their home. And in fact, she invokes her theology, imagining that God had struck her, that God's hand was against her, and that at the end of the day, there's no reason for you to follow after somebody whose God's hand was against, which of course was not the truth, but it's only what she saw. She informs them and lets them know that, you know, I mean, there's no point in following after her. In fact, even if she had kids, there was no way that they were going to wait for her sons to grow up to a point where they can marry them. So in her mind, there was no reason for them to endure a difficult life So she encourages them to go back home. And so we're going to pick up in verse 14 in chapter 1. So let's go ahead and read. I'm reading from the New King James Version today. It says this, "Then they lifted up their voices and they wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, 'Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law.'" Now let's stop there for just a moment. You know, it's amazing how so much can be packed into one or two verses. And I won't have time to unpack all of it, but there's, you know, it says here that Orpah, after she releases her daughters, Orpah makes the decision. She kisses Naomi, which was a kiss goodbye, and she goes back home. And it says that she goes back to her people and to her gods. Now, it's interesting because one thing that did happen is that her family believed in the God of Israel. Orpah married a man who believed in one God, the God of Israel. No doubt she was introduced to this God. However, there was an opportunity for her to pursue, yet she follows the advice of her mother-in-law. And it just made me just think about, you know, make me more cautious about the advice that I give people. Not that I'm leading people away from God, but we have to be wise about the words that we choose, because she imagined what was best was for her to go back home. But she wanted to go. She wanted to go with Naomi. She insisted. And at the end of the day, she decides to follow after Naomi's advice to return back home and to her gods. Man, how wise and how careful should we be with the counsel that we give to others, to ensure that we're not giving counsel that goes against what God is speaking to somebody else? Something for us to ponder, something for us to think about. So, she goes home, but Ruth chooses to stay. Let's continue in verse 16. It says, "But Ruth said, 'Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. There will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me.'" Wow. Wow. Now, you know, this is probably one of the more beautiful poems, more beautiful statements that we find in the Bible, especially understanding the context of what's happening here. You know, Ruth here was making a major commitment, but it was signifying a heart change that happened in Ruth. You see, she is from the land of Moab, of many gods, and yet she says that your God will be my God, and she calls the God of Israel the Lord, signifying that there was a heart change in her life. And she was making a commitment to Naomi, but it was a commitment in faith. You see, because this was a major commitment. She was making a commitment to leave everything she knew behind. Everything that she had ever known, she was deciding to leave behind and never to return. She was making a commitment to move to a land that she did not know. To leave everything and go to a new land. She was making a commitment to walk among people who would not accept her. She would never, in her mind, knowing that she would ever be accepted. She knew this. This was something that she already knew. And she was choosing to trust in the God of Israel over the former gods, her former gods in Moab. All wrapped up within a commitment of loyalty to Naomi. Wow. What a decisive moment this was for Ruth. She made a decision, and no doubt she was compelled. No doubt she was drawn and pulled, just like Orpah was. Yet she decided that she was not going to go back. She says, entreat me not. Entreat me not to leave you. Do not tell me to go back home. Do not tell me that I can't follow you, because I am going to follow you. She makes a major decision. However, it wasn't going to be easy. Ruth was taking a huge step of faith, and she knew it. Although she had other options, for her, trusting God was the best decision that she could make. It was the right decision. You see, trusting God may not always be easy, but it is always the right decision. It is always the right decision. There comes moments in our life where we have where we're in a decisive moment, a moment in time where we have to make a decision to do A or B, to do this or that. And this is what Ruth was in. It wasn't going to be easy. It was going to be difficult. It was going to require sacrifice, but it would end up being the best decision that she would ever make in her life. The best decision. You know, we have the opportunity to read the book of Ruth and say, wow, man, look at the decision she made. Look at what God did. But she had no idea what was coming down the pipe. She was making a decision to trust God. There are times in our life when we sense the leadership of God, when we sense the leading of the Holy Spirit for us to make a decision, and it requires for us to take a step of faith. And you know, it's probably easier for us to stay in our comfort zone. A lot of times it's easier for us to stick with what we know. However, staying where we are will ultimately keep us from accomplishing the plan of God for our life. You know, Pastor Ron, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about Russia. You know, you know, Pastor Ron, you know, tells us the story all the time about, you know, feeling like God was telling you to go to Russia. And no doubt, I can imagine that it's not like you knew exactly what you were going to do in that moment. You know, I imagine that you guys had no idea how it was going to happen, but you felt like God was going to do it. It was a step of faith you were taking, is what I imagine. And yet, Pastor Ron taking that step of faith, our church taking that step of faith, knowing that God had called you, knowing that God had called our church to go to Russia, you begin to make plans, begin to build teams, begin to pray. It required for people to give up years of their life. And yet, 35 years later, the fruit is sitting right behind you. It's just amazing. And there are moments in our life that we have where we can look back and say, man, look at what God did. But it comes to a decisive moment of us taking a step of faith outside of our comfort zone from what we have always known to trust God and to do something that we're not sure how it's going to happen. Trusting God may not be the easy choice, but it's always the right choice. And that's what Ruth did. Later on in the story, we see that God blesses Ruth for her decision. I don't imagine that if she decided to go back home, That everything that we see, I just don't imagine that we'd be reading the book of Ruth today. I don't imagine that she would encounter all that God had for her. However, she did. I believe that God rewards those who choose to trust in him. Jeremiah 17:7 says, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence." Wow. And that's exactly what Ruth did. Chose to trust in God and to make him her hope and her confidence. That's what faith is. That step of faith that we take at times. When God is calling us to do something and we're not really sure how to do it. He gives us all that we need, but first it requires for us to take a step of faith. We don't know the plans that God has for us, but we do know that he does have a plan. And God blesses those who choose to follow his path. So, what is a step of faith? You know, I think that we can probably surmise what a step of faith is, but, you know, what does it really mean? I took a stab at trying to define what a step of faith is, and I believe that a step of faith is an act of trusting God in order to accomplish his plan for our life. It is an act of trusting God in order to accomplish his plan for our life. It is a step that we take in order to do what he commands, even though at the time we lack the resources necessary to do what he wants us to do, yet trusting that he will meet us and provide along the way. That step of faith. We know that God is calling, I know that God is calling me to do this. And I'm going to take this step of faith, although I don't know exactly how I'm going to do it, I know that God's going to make a way. I know that he's going to make a way. I was so proud of my brother whenever he made the decision to move down here, because there were so many question marks, but he felt like God was telling him. And I remember him on the phone calling me and telling me, I feel like God wants me to move to Beaumont. And he's never said those words before. But no doubt it had been stirring in his heart. And there were still so many question marks. But man, when he decided to make that drive, it's like everything in his life began to just to fall in line. And watching him be like, whoa, like, wow, it worked. It was him trusting in God. What about the moment that happened in your life? Think about the decision whenever you chose to trust in God and you weren't sure how things were going to work out, but then you look back and you realize, wow, but God. It's something that only he can do, but it happens whenever we take a step of faith. However, simply making a decision to be courageous doesn't mean that it's God. Just because something takes courage doesn't mean that it's God. Just because it's something that we really want doesn't mean that it's God. Just because it's something that is difficult and something that we are wanting to do doesn't mean that it's a step of faith, meaning that it's what God wants us to do. A step of faith is trusting in God. It's humbling ourselves before him, and it's yielding our plans to the providence of God. A step of faith will always line up with his word. He will never ask us to do anything that will go against his word. God, a step of faith will never lead us outside the body of Christ. He will never do something that will require us to step outside the body of Christ. Jesus Christ, he is the head of the body of Christ. He will never lead us outside the church. A step of faith will always be marked by his peace. And I believe that Many times, a step of faith focuses on the help of others. You know, when I think about when God has required me to take a step of faith, it wasn't simply just about me. Many times, it was about somebody else. Whether it was sharing the gospel with somebody. For me, it was, you know, do I know what to say? You know, am I going to mess up? But really, it was about me reaching out to somebody else. When God is calling us to do something, it's because there's somebody that he is trying to reach. Somebody that he is trying to help. And he chooses to use people. And it's an opportunity for him to use us. Whenever we have a decisive moment, when there's a decisive moment in your life, let me encourage you to take a step back to see what God is wanting us to do. And whenever you take that step of faith, know that God is on the other side of it. He is on the other side every single time. We're just going to have to trust him. Amen? A few takeaways. Number one is that relationships are worth the investment. I know we didn't talk about this, but I'm just so amazed at Ruth, at the decision that she made to invest relationship with Naomi. You know, it didn't make sense for Ruth to commit her life to Naomi the way she did. However, it was worth the investment. And you know, everybody would have noticed. Everybody did notice. I mean, it almost didn't make any sense because there was nothing that Ruth could gain. There was nothing that Ruth gained by choosing to follow Naomi and choosing to serve her. It was all about what she had to offer to Naomi. You know, relationships are less about what we can get from people and more about what we can give. And they are worth. Family relationships, our marriage, children, our friendships, work relationships, whatever they may be, it's more about what we can give than what we can get. It is worth investing in, even if there's nothing that we can get in return. Sometimes those are the best ones to invest in. Ruth's commitment to Naomi is a picture of God's love to his people. That in the same way that he committed to her, that she committed to Naomi, when there was nothing that she could gain but everything for her to offer, in the same way that God offered his son and that he continually offers his love for us. Whenever we choose to invest in relationships, it's an opportunity for us to show the love of God to someone else. Number two, trusting in God is not always easy, but it is always the right decision. Whenever we have a decisive moment in our life, know that choosing to trust God is always worth it. It's not easy. Many times it's not easy, but it's always the right decision. Because we don't know what God has for us on the other side. But if we trust him, then he's able to bring about his plan and his reward because he rewards those who choose to trust in him. And that is our third point. God blesses those who choose to trust in him. He blesses those who choose to trust in him. Amen? Our future is wrapped within the providence of God. That's one thing that we see in the book of Ruth. Is no one could imagine the plan that God had for Ruth. I mean, it's impossible to imagine. Even today reading it, it's overwhelming. Nobody knows the plans that he has for you. But when we choose to trust in him, he has the opportunity to unravel the next part of the plan that he has for our life. It's wrapped up in the providence and the sovereignty of God, and it's unlocked when we choose to trust in him. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, God, for the picture of Ruth, God, Lord, that you give us, God. And I just pray that today, God, that just as she chose to trust in you, God, against all odds, Father, I pray also, God, that we would choose to trust in you, Father. God, even when it's not easy, even, God, when we don't know, God, how to accomplish what you have called us to do, Father, God, what you're asking us to do, Father, I just pray, God, that we would choose to trust in you, knowing, God, that it is the right decision. And Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you would meet us on the other side. Lord, I pray for those, God, Lord God, who are, God, making, God, who are facing decisive moments in their life, God. I just pray, Father, God, that you would guide them, Lord, into your peace, Father, into making the decision, taking a step of faith and trusting in you, Father. We choose to trust in you, God, and I thank you, Father God, for your blessings that follow. We thank you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks again for joining us for this dynamic message from Pastor Marcus Dunham. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastors and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.